Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's game in Arizona.
Okay, good seeing everybody. Appreciate everybody being here. Beautiful day. I guess we're getting ready for Arizona weather. How about that? But guys have been good, locked in and focused, and we're trying to prepare for Sunday's game. What questions do you have?
John, we didn't see Roquan out there or anything.
No, he just wasn't out there. I'm not commenting on any of that, really, at this point in time. But the injury report will be coming out
4 o'clock.
John, do you spend any time this week with Eric dealing with the pending trade deadline, or is that out of your mind completely?
No. We all have conversations about everything that can happen, and we'll talk about all those things.
The offense obviously had a big week last week. Just curious. 7 games in now. Your thoughts on Todd and the scheme and what's impressed you and stood out specifically? I know you got the game ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the overarching themes, the big picture, evaluations, that's for another time. You know, we're just locked in trying to be the best team we can be this week against in this game. That's what you have to do. You can't be thinking that way. So I can answer the question and just tell you something that's just kind of off the top of my head, but it wouldn't have any meaning. You know, we had a good game last week. We got to have the best game we can have this week against a completely different defense, completely different situation. We're on the road. All those things change. So, that'll be our goal, our mission, just keep trying to have a good game from week to week and overarchingly continue to improve and get better at all the little things you do. Because if you don't improve, then you get you. You know, you got to keep improving. So that's the one theme that I could probably share that would be in our minds as coaches and players right now.
Where do you feel like that improvement for those steps are going into?
Oh, there's about 100 of them. You know, we don't really have time to go through all of them right now, but I appreciate you asking.
I know you talked about how you were involved in Lamar's running and passing generally, but you guys have gotten off to some really good starts. Mm-hmm. How involved are you as far as the scripting of the play? The input and everything that goes into that?
I think we've done a good job scripting plays, we've done a good job with starting games, obviously, because we've executed well coming out. It's been a big plus for us. I mean, obviously, you don't want to start behind the eight ball. You want to start with the lead. You want to get the lead. You want to extend the lead as much as you can. You want to create good field position early. We've had games where we haven't had that, and that's that becomes a challenge for you. It's hard to get jump started when you're backed up. So there's a lot of factors that go into that, and you do the best you can with it every week.
Yeah. You watch them. What do you see on film?
Yeah, I mean, I see a really tough team. I mean, they got a lot of great players, and they're building in their new offense and defensive systems. They play super hard, both sides of the ball. They're very physical. I just think it's a young team. You got guys like Buda Baker over there. I mean, that's one of the best players in the National Football League. They're impressive with what they're trying to get done. They've been in a lot of close games. They've been in games, in the fourth quarter, they were one score or less games, or they had the lead, and then didn't finish, so I'm sure that's what they're talking about, is get the game, play hard, get the game to the fourth quarter and try to find a way to finish the game. That's what any team would be talking about right now, and I'm sure that's what they're talking about.
Obviously, you guys are comfortable with Marquise Brown, with him being out here. What have you seen from him since his time in Arizona? Anything different in his game from maybe when you guys had him here?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of look at him more from a standpoint of an opponent receiver at this point. I mean, he looks good. I mean, obviously, we've always respected him as a player. We love him as a person. Marquise, a great guy, and he looks good out there. He's their number one target threat for sure. Crossing routes, shallow routes, go routes, over routes. I mean, those are things that are just in his wheelhouse. Catch and run on the run guy. So we'll have a hands full. It'll definitely be a guy that we're going to know his number out there.
You mentioned the other day going out early, which I guess you guys typically do for those West Coast games. Mm-hmm. Is that something you figured out at some point to indicate guys adjusted it? What's the thought process?
Try to adjust to the time a little bit. We've been doing that since 1998, so it's worked. And it's been good, and really don't see an argument to go out the day before going west. But so that's why.
John, with Kyle Van Noy, what has he meant to your defense, and have you noticed Kyle becoming more comfortable with the defensive scheme and just being out there on game day over the last couple of weeks, because his numbers show it?
I think he's playing great. You know, I mean, he came in, he wasn't in training camp anywhere, so there's probably an element of getting in football shape. I think he's definitely working into football shape there. He was really strong at the end of the game this last week, and playing great football.
John, rookie receivers so often take a longer time to get acclimated, trying to find a way in the NFL, but Zay from day one really just seemed to be ready to go. He's very comfortable from the beginning. Why do you think he's been so good at being ready immediately?
Well, I mean, he's probably just a really great player, you know, and that's why we drafted him where we did, you know. And but, hey, listen, I mean, it's almost the middle of the season. He's got a challenge in front of him. I don't think he's looking back, you know, to answer that question. I think he's looking forward to try to have the best game that he can have on Sunday and help us win the game.
John, I think Nick Saban talks about his teams of winning rat poison when they're doing really, really well.
What's that now?
Nick Saban talks about his teams avoiding rat poison when they're doing really, really
avoiding
well.
Rat poison?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Your guys after a thing like Sundays?
We talk to him along those lines. I mean, that's something we talk about for sure. I don't really have a clever rat poison comment. I'll try to think of one next time.
All right.
All right, good.